sustained gunfire woke up residents of Juba Town Thursday, causing panic. Emmanuel Tete Esbon, the commissioner of Juba County, says an operation to demolish illegal squatter structures went wrong and resulted in shooting between suspected land grabbers and troops from the South Sudan People's Defense Forces, or SSPDF.
What is happening is that there is a demolition in some small tukuls that was built on the place that was demarcated already a long time ago. So we are trying to demolish that tukul, for that later on we show the plot to their owner. So after they started demolition, that is the resistance that comes from some individuals.
Angelo Daya is the security advisor of Central Equatoria State. He said land grabbers confronted troops sent to tear down structures built illegally on people's plots.
The land grabbers has gone to the bushy sites, start shooting. So we did not know, and they decided to run away. They ran back to the town. So I don't know how much they had been armed. And of course, our security forces who are on the ground, they are alert and they are controlling them. These land grabbers who have started, you know, threatening our security organs.
Major General Lu Rai Kong, the SSPDF spokesperson, says the early morning shooting was between the two groups of army troops. He alleges one SSPDF unit colluded with local residents to grab land from the host community in Juba.
Because it was done under the darkness, there was no proper coordination and organization, and there are elements from others that are involved in land grabbing. They were the first to open fire on the fort that was doing demolition. So it ended up as an exchange of gunfire between two SSPDF forces. And as a result, one soldier was shot and wounded. He has been taken to Juba Hospital for treatment, and the commanding officers for the two forces that were involved in fighting have been summoned to Bill Palm for further questioning.
Akon Dell is in charge of the emergency department at Juba Teaching Hospital. He says no patients were brought to the hospital after shooting.
We never received a patient from that area or patient related with the gun shot this morning. Sometimes it's either this patient is taken to another place, but we don't know the background of what is happening this morning. Maybe some they don't want to come to the government hospital. They need to go to private hospital. We don't know.
Central Equatoria's Juba County has been the center of land grabbing, prompting the former mayor of Juba Town, Callisto Ladu, to accuse some individuals from Jonglei and Warap states of taking community land at gunpoint. Leaders from Jonglei and Warap states say people grabbing land in Juba are not acting on orders from their community leaders. Earlier this year, 40 land grabbers appeared in court and were found guilty of taking land in Jebeladu village by force. For VOA News, I'm Dennis Logonyi reporting from Juba.